This is John Batzler. Conversation with Jonathan Schanzer, Foundation for Defense of Democracy, is about the not-seen-before attacks on Oman, on Doha by the Iranian missiles, by Qatar's oil fields, on Bahrain, on Dubai, on Kuwait City, attacking heretofore not exactly allies but sympathetic Arab states. What does Iran hope to gain from this? Jonathan gives a sophisticated answer in that Iran is risking the opposite of its intentions. Here's Jonathan. Much more of this tonight.
Well, I don't know if that is exactly their goal, but I think that's probably what is going to come of it. I think the Iranians have made a big mistake by trying to draw in these countries. Clearly, they're trying to create chaos around the entire region. They're trying to create spikes in oil prices to potentially turn the American public or maybe even the global public against this war. But I think it's very likely to backfire. I think it is a half-baked strategy at best, because once you start attacking these countries, of course they're going to respond. And we've actually seen the Qataris shoot down a couple of Iranian jets. There are reports that the Qataris have actually responded in kind to the Iranians. The Saudis have threatened to do this. The Emiratis have threatened to do this. In other words, what they could be doing is forging a coalition of Arab states with the United States and Israel. This would be exactly the opposite of, I think, what they had envisioned when they launched the October 7th attacks with Hamas.